Bienvenido o bienvenida, my dear Spanish beginner. ¿Cuánto tiempo? It's been a long, 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 long time. ¿Cuánto tiempo, Dios mío? I've been a bit busy these days. Well, better said, these months, estos meses. And I have something to tell you, something new. And it's that has been involved in new projects these months. Actually, also related to Spanish teaching, and I have a new web page and a new podcast also directed to Spanish students, but this time to Spanish students, not beginners, but interested in preparing and passing DELE exam. As you know, and well, I guess, this DELE exam is an official Spanish diploma that you can get once you pass the exam, and it's offered by Instituto Cervantes. That this is the official institution that we have in Spanish language, and always that you want to get an official certification or an official diploma, you will be in Instituto Cervantes, and you will have to do the test and the exam there. So, this is going to be a podcast just focused on this exam. Just focus on giving you some tips, some advice about how you can pass this exam and then how you can get this diploma. Well, now, and the magic question here is, Sergio, are you going to continue in Learn Spanish Beginner? Are you going to continue publishing new podcasts, new challenges, nuevos retos de la semana? The answer is, unfortunately, no. I won't have enough time to be in both podcasts and also in my Spanish lessons and also in my training directed to a Spanish teacher, online Spanish teacher. So I have a lot of things to do, and I think that this new project, this new podcast that it's called, by the way, Aprueba el DELE, Pass DELE, Aprueba el DELE, and you can find me very easily in Spotify, in Apple Podcasts, in iVoox, well, I mean, you know, in todos los sitios, in everywhere. It's going to be a podcast more tranquilo. More tranquilo means that it's going to be published just twice per month, and I'm going just to give you all these advices to pass the DELE exam. But this doesn't mean that it's going to be a goodbye. This doesn't mean that it's going to be adiós, hasta nunca. It's going to be hasta luego. See you later. See you later, because I'm going to be in other podcasts, and if you follow me by the social networks, or you follow me, I don't know, by the other podcast that I publish, you will see that I continue publish, that I'm also linked to all this Spanish online teaching, and you will see that I don't stop. I continue and I continue, and I will. This is just an hasta luego. And in Spanish, when we say that cuando se cierra una puerta, se abre otra. When a door is closed, a new door is open. So this means that I'm going to start with a new things that I've been preparing this month, and I'm very sure, I'm completely sure, pretty sure that this is going to be useful also for you, my dear Spanish beginner. So, my dear Spanish beginner, esto no es un adiós, but es un hasta luego. Nos seguimos escuchando y espero que algún día dejes de ser un Spanish beginner.